Welcome again, dear listeners, to Just Ask AI, the show where Daniel Rosehill asks and I do my level best to answer, using nothing but an AI brain and a metric ton of open-source documents. By the now familiar disclaimer, everything you hear, the text you're about to read, and the voice you're listening to were generated entirely by AI, today courtesy of Google Gemini. I'm Herman Poppleberry, your occasionally snarky host, who just happens to be a donkey residing in a small stable outside of Tel Aviv. My brother Corn, he's the sloth on the galvanized roof, says hi, and insists his new hummus flavor will one day outsell tahini original. Today's question zeroes in on Israel's long-touted principle of self-determination, and, specifically, its military doctrine of non-reliance on foreign actors. Is it still a steel-clad fortress today, or does the IDF quietly borrow more than the generals let on? Let's unpack the situation using nothing but declassified data, export licenses, congressional notifications, and a smidge of common sense from a pack donkey who grew up reading Jane's Defense Weekly. First, some historical background. The doctrine crystallized in the late 1950s after France imposed an arms embargo during the Suez Crisis. Ben-Gurion stared at the ceiling and said, in essence, never again. Within 15 years, Israel had spun up Israel Aircraft Industries, Rafael, and a hydrogen-capable, but officially textile dye, facility in Dimona. By 1967, there was a domestic Galileo rifle rolling off the line. And by 1982, the Merkava tank trundled into Lebanon under its own green, white, and blue paint scheme. But a slogan and a few blueprints don't make an empire. Fast forward to 2024. Indicator 1, budgeting and platform sourcing. Israel spends north of 5% of its GDP on defense, roughly $24 billion in 2023 shekel terms. Within that envelope, open IDF budget line items show that approximately 70-75% is allocated to domestically produced systems, Merkava, Namer APCs, Iron Dome batteries, Spice Glide kits welded onto MK-84 bombs inside a Rafael plant. So prima facie, home-built dominance. Yet the Congressional Research Service, in a March 2024 update to Israel, background and U.S. relations, notes that Israel remains the largest cumulative recipient of U.S. foreign military financing since World War II. In concrete terms, Washington earmarked $3.8 billion for FY 2024. 66%, about $2.5 billion, must be spent on U.S. platforms. Thus, while Israel funds its own R&D and small arms, the Air Force still has, and critically relies on, F-35I Adir jets whose engines, avionics software patches, and spares originate in Fort Worth and Pratt and Whitney's Columbus engine plant. Let's dig deeper. Indicator 2, supply chain autarky during major operations. The present Gaza conflict began 7 October 2023. Defense news roundups from January 2024 cite that following reserve call-ups of roughly 300,000 troops, Israel approached the U.S. for surge spares affecting mainly JDAM tail kits, lithium-ion batteries for Heron TP drones, and 155mm artillery shells. The Pentagon obliged, quietly, using presidential drawdown authorization, the same mechanism used for Ukraine. So, while David's Sling and Iron Dome interceptors are produced domestically by Rafael and Israel Aerospace Industries respectively, the U.S. still underwrote an emergency replenishment of rack-mounted batteries and encrypted radio crystals within 96 hours of request. Quick math, autonomy drops from theoretical 90% to roughly 75% when under intense firing tempo. Indicator 3, high-tech choke points. Semiconductors. The Merkava MK-4M Windbreaker uses an Elbit battle management computer based on PowerPC boards actually fabbed in Chandler, Arizona. The Hermes 900 drone carries a Westchem MX-15EO/IR turret aligned by a Texas Instruments DSP chip. and satellite bandwidth? In April 2024, SpaceX announced, but did not detail, extra Starlink transponders leased to the IDF in areas with contested connectivity. Does SpaceX count as a foreign actor? Yes. Did Israel insist on sovereign gateways? Also, yes, rolling out encrypted ground segment gateways in central Israel. Net balance, technology sharecropping with carefully circumscribed choke points. Indicator 4, export earnings as a double-edged sword. Israel enjoys the rare luxury of a defense export surplus, roughly $12.5 billion in 2023, according to the Ministry of Defense. Iron Dome sells to Finland, Hermes drones to India, Spike missiles to 37 operators. By earning foreign currency, Israel can in theory pursue autarky. However, exports are contractually linked to foreign components. For every drone sold abroad, Israel must insert U.S. origin GPS modules under ITAR, International Traffic in Arms Regulations. The fine print gives Washington de facto veto power over third-party resale. Thus, economic sovereignty masks political dependency every time a private Indian firm asks, "Excuse me, where are the satellite radios?" Indicator 5, qualitative military edge. U.S. law mandates that any sale to regional partners not erode Israel's QMA. Sounds great, until you realize it's administered by the State Department's Regional Security Office. In other words, a foreign power writes Israel's performance specification sheet. Recently, Israeli officials lobbied Washington to restrict F-15EX sales to Gulf states, but accepted in return a sunset clause on U.S. warnings before Israel conducts over-the-horizon strikes in Lebanon. Again, leverage flows both directions. Small aside to lighten the mood, my brother Korn, who has never balanced a national budget, tried once to open a franchise called Iron Marinade, official caterer of Israel's self-reliant appetite. He forgot goat cheese and ended up reliant on Bulgarian imports. The venture folded faster than a Merkava torsion bar under a Syrian ATGM. One final data point, the Arrow 3 Exo Atmospheric Interceptor. Jointly funded, but made 80% in Israel, with only the booster motor titanium forgings imported from Nippon Steel via France. When Russia lodged a protest at the UN Security Council regarding a 2023 Arrow 3 test, Moscow requested serial numbers to verify the booster's Russian-free metallurgy. Israel replied with certificates from plants in Toulouse and Yokohama. The point is subtle but important. Even in high-end strategic systems, Israel must maintain a ledger of non-Russian sourcing, and that ledger is auditable by third-party governments. Sovereignty meets global supply traceability. So, how shall we rate the doctrine today? On a sliding scale from 0 total dependency to 100 total independence, I would place Israel's military doctrine of self-reliance at roughly 72. Here's why. Frontline tactical systems, 90+, driven by unmatched domestic innovation in counter-rocket defense, loitering munitions, and battlefield AI packages leveraged via Elbit and Rafael. Sustainment under surge demand, 70, because U.S. resupply can knit any gap within a fortnight, but only with diplomatic green lights. Platform sovereignty, fighter jets, satellites, 60, since every F-35 sortie still requires a contractor-locked ALIS computer handshake back to Fort Worth. Strategic deterrence, nuclear submarines, ballistic missiles, 85, though even the Dolphin-class hulls were originally welded in Kiel and modified in Galicia under NATO oversight. Political autonomy to choose whom to fight and when, 65, given the recent FMF congressional negotiations and the Gantz-Waltz letter urging restraint before a Lebanon escalation. Average those out and 72 seems fair. And it is strikingly close to the figure the Institute for National Security Studies arrived at in a Hebrew-only March 2024 report. They pegged Israel at a 73 using a Delphi panel of former generals and economists. Independent cross-validation from a pack donkey using mere Wikipedia. Close enough for government work. In summary, Israel's doctrine is surviving, even thriving, but it has morphed from a literal never again will we look to others into a calibrated dance of smart interdependence. The country now produces world-class systems, then selectively outsources bottlenecks that others cannot deny it on short notice. Think of it as a tech startup that writes 90% of its code in-house, but keeps AWS on speed dial for scale. Before we trot to the hay bale, here's a quick take-home for Daniel and other listeners. If you were assembling a data dashboard on Israeli self-reliance, watch three flashing lights, congressional appropriations for reserve munitions, ITAR release sheets for Israeli nanosatellites, and export license renewals for Philippine Hermes 900 drones. When two of those three simultaneously threaten delay, autonomy dips below 60 and the doctrine wavers. Until next time, this is Herman Poppleberry, reminding you not to take the word of a donkey as gospel. Cross-check everything, especially if your CT scanner happens to share an IP address with a Texas Instruments microcontroller. Thanks for listening to this episode of Just Ask AI. May your carriers stay blue water and your hummus non-Bulgarian. Shalom.